Good morning, guys. Welcome to Harvest City. Super glad to have you with us today. And as I mentioned just last week, this is going to be a little bit of a different message today. We're pressing pause on our sermon series in the book of Acts so that we can focus a little bit on where we are going as a church here at Harvest City. Believe it or not, we've been together now for about 8 months. We're coming up on 8 months as a church here, which is super exciting. I mean, we've seen God do an incredible amount of cool things here. When we started on September 21st, things were fast. They were furious. I remember getting everything all set up for those first services here, and I think we learned a whole lot over our really the last 8 months or so. And we're still learning here, but we've seen God do some pretty cool stuff. It's been quite the ride so far here. For those of you who've been with us since day one, it's been amazing. I know that you've seen quite a few things here. We've seen several families welcome new babies here at Harvest City over the last even a couple months here, and we've got more of that coming up here, and that's super exciting to see our church grow in that way and see families grow. We've also celebrated our first Christmas and Easter here at Harvest City. Those holidays are always super fun to be together as a church, and we've welcomed a lot of guests on those holidays. We've also seen people get baptized. Kyle and Emily, we got to see them get baptized on Easter and take that step of faith to say that they are following Jesus, which is always a joy to see and a joy for me to be able to be a part of those and for us as a church to get to celebrate the transformation that God is doing, because that's really what baptism is all about. It's about the transformation that God has done within us, and it's that outward sign about how God is has made us a new creation in Christ. I also know that each and every single week that we have gathered for service here over the last 8 months, it's taken some hard work to see this service come to life and see things happen here on Sunday mornings. I want to say a huge thank you to everyone who is serving here at Harvest City. Thank you to all of our serve teams, because each week when we gather for Sunday services, it does take some hard work and some effort to see Harvest City come to life on a Sunday morning. For those of you that help in setup, we've dealt with some challenges, right? I mean, winter is challenging regardless, right? We've seen frozen trailer locks on Sunday mornings, frozen wheels on our carts and things like that to try to wheel them into the school. We've problem solved on all of these things, and the team has really grown stronger as we've gotten to work on all of those things together. I also want to thank all of our worship and tech team for Jay and Curtis leading that department and really helping our worship ministry grow here at Harvest City. We started with just worshiping to acoustic guitar, and we've seen more people get involved in the worship team over the last several months, which is amazing. It's a great way that we've seen our ministry grow here at Harvest City. And for those of that have served in the kids' room as well, those that have loved our kids from birth through age 3 over in the kids' room, thank you, Ryan, for leading that. And also for our hospitality ministry, for those of you that have been greeters, helping out in the lobby space to help people make people feel welcome the second they come in the door. I mean, our greeters, you guys are on the front lines of that here at Harvest City. And it's super important, right? Because picture yourself as a brand new person coming in the doors at a church. Maybe it's been a long time since you've been at a church. That can be intimidating. And the sooner that we can make people feel at home here, the better. And so thank you guys for all of that. And thank you to everyone who serves. Whether it's been solving the problems of frozen trailer locks or frozen coffee creamers in the morning, we've seen it all. And I just want to say that serving is really one of the best ways that you can get connected relationally here at Harvest City. If you are interested in serving at Harvest City, you can fill out a Connect card out in the lobby, or you can just come talk to me. I'd love to figure out a way that we can get you connected here in serving. It is a great way for you to meet other people and build some relationships here. We will be having another baptism opportunity this coming summer, possibly a lake baptism or an outdoor baptism of some kind. But if you'd like to take the plunge in getting baptized this summer, and take that step of faith and obedience to Jesus, we would love to help you do that as we get prepared for a baptism opportunity this summer. If you're interested in being baptized, again, you can fill out a Connect card or just come talk to me. Would love to help you get started in that journey as well. And we come this morning. It's important for us, I mean, looking back at where we've come from as a church and where we are right now, to look to where we are going with these next months as we go through the summer and into the fall as we approach our one-year birthday as Harvest City Church. It's important for us to periodically communicate where we are going and where we believe God is leading us as a church. And maybe you've never been a part or heard about the mission statement of Harvest City Church, and maybe we need to say it more often. I felt like I said it over and over again during the summer as we were leading up to launching. But Harvest City, we believe that God has placed us here to help people live their fullest life with hope for the future in Jesus Christ. This is really who we are at Harvest City Church. It is our mission that drives us. It's our motivation, and it is our heartbeat for why we do what we do. It's all to help people live their best life, their fullest life, with hope for the future in Jesus Christ. And our values are what support that mission. Our values are what give structure and support to the mission of Harvest City Church. Think of Harvest City Church as a body. I mean, Scripture talks about the church as a body over and over again. The mission is the lifeblood of the church, and it keeps us going. It's what fuels us and motivates us. Values are a little bit like muscle or skeletal structure, right? They support the body and help us move to where we want to go. Our values are, number one, Jesus over everything. We are unashamed of the gospel and the truth of the Bible, so we lift up the name of Jesus over everything. This is why each and every week when we come together as a church, we devote our time in God's Word to a teaching from the Bible. The Bible is God's authoritative Word for life and how He wants us to live and honor Him with all things. And the Bible is clear that Jesus is to be valued over all things and should be placed as such in our lives. Number two, we are community first here at Harvest City. We seek to serve our local community before we seek to serve ourselves. And God has placed us right here in Carver to seek the good of this city and of greater Carver County. It's a value that we are going to press into a lot this summer and fall is being community first. And then lastly, our third value is that we value people over performance. And what this means is that we seek to build authentic relationships marked by respect, love, and grace instead of performance or transaction. Because every single person here and every single person in Carver has been created in the image of God, and they are given value by God as our creator. And we see that, and we value people for who they are and who God has made them to be. That's what's really behind people over performance. And as I prayed about what Scripture to focus on for this vision for Harvest City this morning, I really think God gave me, and I use that term very rarely, okay? I don't always say God gave me or God told me or anything like that, so this isn't just a throwaway statement. I really do think God led me to Jeremiah 29, verses 4 through 7 for this message. Jeremiah is one of the most popular chapters in the Bible, containing one of the most famous verses in all the Bible. Maybe you've heard it before, Jeremiah 29, 11. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." This is God's word written to God's people, the people of Israel who were taken into exile in the kingdom of Babylon. They were taken from Jerusalem in the year 686 BC for the historians in the crowd, from Jerusalem to Babylon, and they lived there for quite some time. So this word of hope was not given to people who were experiencing a great deal of prosperity in a material sense. Instead, they were experiencing some pretty hard things, and yet God says that He knows the plans that He has. And this was Babylon's practice. They would routinely take some of the best and brightest from their conquered people, the people that they conquered. They would bring them back to Babylon in order to try to assimilate them to the culture of the empire so that they could effectively make them Babylonian. And so this message that Jeremiah, or rather God, is sending through Jeremiah is to answer the question, what are these exiles supposed to do while they are in Babylon? Because they're going to be there for 70 years. That's at least one full generation of people from birth to roughly the grave who will be living basically their entire life in a foreign land in Babylon. So what were they supposed to do? And Jeremiah writes a letter to these people communicating God's intention for them. And this is what we find in Jeremiah 29, verses 4 through 7, which says this. This is what the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says to all the captives he has exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem. Build homes and plan to stay. Plant gardens and eat the food they produce. Marry and have children. Then find spouses for them so that you may have many grandchildren. Multiply, do not dwindle away, and work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I send you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, for its welfare will determine your welfare. You see, for Israel, this was God's encouragement that he did not disown them when he sent them into exile. Indeed, he is still with them, and he has a great purpose for them, even as they go into this foreign land, as they are captured and taken. For us as followers of Jesus, we know that this world is not our home, and indeed, we are travelers in this world, waiting for our eternal destiny with Jesus in heaven until the new heavens and the new earth come, and we will live and reign with him forever. But until then, he has placed us here as his church, as his people, to bless the people he puts in our lives. And as Harvest City Church, I firmly believe that he wants us to bless Carver. He wants us to bless this local community. And get this, God wants our families to be kingdom-building forces in this world. This is what verses 5 and 6 of Jeremiah 29 really demonstrate. God tells his people to settle in because Israel would be in Babylon for 70 years. What should they do? They should build homes. They should get married, even planting gardens. They should have babies, which as I look around this room, I think we're doing okay at as a church. So good work on that one. I mean, the kids here at Harvest City are so important to this church. You guys matter a ton. And I'm not just saying that this morning. It's the energy that you bring to our gatherings here that is so great. And I really appreciate that. It's the way that you guys show up early. You help set up chairs. You help do a whole bunch of things that help make Harvest City be what it is. And you welcome new kids here to our church. I've seen that time and time again with the games that happen here and the fun times that we have. And whether you're a parent or a grandparent, single or married, our charter from Jesus is that we should make disciples, that we should make more followers of Jesus. So if you have kids, if you have grandkids, then it starts at home. And this summer, we want to see families thriving at Harvest City Church. We're putting together some monthly emphases for the summer in June, July, and August. And I'm going to run through those here for you. Our family ministry summer emphases. Number one, in June, we're going to emphasize family prayer. Because we want to see families thriving at Harvest City, we know that prayer is a great way that we can build community within our families, with that we can bring people together and create harmony, create love and home atmospheres that reflect the love of God. I've been working with, and really the Joneses and the Lima Goods have helped to come up with these emphases for the summer. I'm excited to see them come to life in our church, but know that, you know, this is not just Pastor Neil saying these things. These came from within our church, from people who love Harvest City and want to see us thrive. We want to help you pray together as families and create a culture of prayer in your homes. In July, we will emphasize reading Scripture in family discipleship because we want to help you focus on God's Word as a family and make this part of your regular rhythm in your week as a family. And in August, we will emphasize memorizing Scripture. This is a powerful way that you can get God's Word into your heart and into your mind, because minds filled with God's Word are more peaceful, more worshipful, and ready to defeat the attacks of the enemy as they come on our lives. Also along this lines, we do publish a weekly family worship guide that you can have delivered to your email inbox. You can subscribe to this on our website homepage, harvestcitymn.com, so that you can receive those. And a family worship guide is really just 5 or 6 questions that get you engaged with our upcoming Sunday's sermon text. So as a family, this is a time where you can take 15, 20 minutes to sit down and read the passage together and talk about what's coming up on Sunday. So if you haven't received that yet, or if you aren't receiving it and would like to, you can subscribe to it on our website homepage. We're going to mix in testimonies on Sunday mornings for you, where you'll get to hear from other families and individuals who are working in these emphases with their families and hear how God is working and get new ideas from each other and encouragement. So this is something that we're going to do collectively as an entire church. Along with this, we'll also be adding, putting in a resource table in the back of the gym here with handouts where you can use new ideas to implement things like prayer and scripture reading and scripture memory. So you're going to get some resources that you can use for that, and we'll have those on rotating at that table from Sunday to Sunday and month to month as these emphases change over the summer. Also, in seeing families thrive, we are working on a one-day event in July that we are calling Harvest City Ranch Camp. Super excited for this. I've been working with Mitch on this for hosting this on either July 11th or the 18th. We haven't quite nailed down the date yet. From 9 a.m. to noon at Burley Maple Stables in Carver here. It's going to be a great opportunity where kids can experience what life is like on a ranch or a farm on that morning, get to feed chickens and learn about horses, and all the while discovering God's calling for us to be good stewards of what God has created. This is what God gave Adam in the garden, the call to cultivate and to take care of creation. So we hope that you'll join us for Harvest City Ranch Camp. This is going to be for kids ages kindergarten through 5th grade. And if you're older than that and want to get involved, we would love to get you involved in serving at that event in some way. And you'll see more opportunities for that coming up here in the coming month here. We also want to create meaningful father-son and mother-daughter discipleship opportunities over the summer here. This is going to be a monthly summer family ministry gathering on the third Tuesday evening of every month. There'll be a father-son gathering and a mother-daughter gathering. And this is really to help build up kids and disciple them to be truth seekers. We want to see mothers pouring into their daughters to help them know that they are loved, chosen, and created by God for a purpose. We want to see dads with sons to build them up as called to work, to provide a place where life can thrive, and to protect life from destructive forces. We also want to see families thriving all across our church and our community. And it's through these emphases over the summer that we want to start to influence not only our church, but even our greater community to be following Jesus at home. And I'm going to invite Aaron and Jeanette to come up here and pray at this moment over these emphases. So you guys can come up here. Jay, do we have that handheld mic? We're going to run that up here for you guys. Yeah, so would you guys just join us in praying over our family's thriving emphases for the summer? Go for it.
Thanks, Pastor Neil. Would you guys pray with me? Oh, Lord, thank you so much for families, Lord, and just your design and your specific purpose for how you've created families to operate and your true desire to have the adults mentor the kiddos in just to come to know you in a purposeful way, Lord. Just thank you for the growth that can happen through families and through your specific design. And just pray as we look forward to the coming months that you would give us all just a shared vision and a true passion and desire to be incredibly intentional with our kiddos and not just go through the motions or not necessarily use the time, but help us to use the time we're given to pour into our kiddos and just embrace what you designed the family to be. And just thank you so much for the families here and the relationships that have formed. And just pray that you just really allow the families to truly thrive here at Harvest City, and that as we focus on you and follow you, that we would be able to grow closer as families as well. And we just look to your guidance and wisdom as we continue just to worship you and to bring glory for you as we operate as a family, Lord God. We just pray that you just bless us as we go through that and give us incredible wisdom and how to truly do that according to your pattern as a family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Excited about families thriving here at Harvest City. It's going to be a great summer for that as we press into that area. Yes, let's clap. Thank you. I love it. As I mentioned earlier, for us as believers, we know that this world is not our home. And Jeremiah 29, verse 7 says this. It says, "And work for the peace and prosperity of the city where I sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, for its welfare will determine your own welfare." God calls us to work for the peace and prosperity of where he has put us. And God has brought Harvest City right here to Carver and to Carver County to seek the peace and prosperity of our community. And this is what informs our entire value behind being community first. We want to seek the growth of the gospel here in Carver. And we know that people are the most important part of this community because the three things that last forever in this world are God, God's Word, and God's people. So people are the most important part of our community, which is why here at Harvest City we are community first. And here we will be showing the gospel and demonstrating the love of Jesus by serving people this summer. We're going to be emphasizing that. And really, Jesus gave us the perfect example of service. He said in Mark 10:45, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." So we're going to be getting out in this community this summer to serve. And right now, we're working on a special event for the fifth Sunday of the month in May, where we've been having our breakfast in the lobby. On May 31st, instead, we will be having what we're calling Harvest City Serve Day. And this is going to be from 10 a.m. to noon on May 31st. This is an opportunity for us to get out into the community and serve. We're working on opportunities to serve here at Carver Elementary and at Carver Ridge Senior Living. We're working with the city on identifying parks and trails where we can go out and make a difference and do some cleanup work. And Lord willing, we'll even get to help some people in the community in their homes, particularly elderly people and maybe single moms who could use some help doing things in the yard and around the house. We're trying to identify those sorts of things. So particularly if you live here in Carver and know of people around you who could use some help in that regard, please talk to them and see if they could use it, number one, and then just let us know, because we'd love to put a couple of teams of people together, maybe 3 to 4 teams even, together on that morning to go and serve. And then there is a celebration of sorts in the works for right after that event back here at the school in terms of a lunch and some fun on the playground and all that stuff. So that'll be May 31st. That is the Sunday after Memorial Day weekend, not Memorial Day weekend, if you're wondering. So we hope that you'll join us for that, and you'll get opportunities to sign up and get involved on the 31st as well. We want to continually provide opportunities for people who don't know Jesus to explore who he is. And just a couple of Mondays ago, we had our first one of these events that we called Who is Jesus at Getaway Motor Cafe, and we had six people show up that night who got to see a video that talked about why we believe the Bible and who was Jesus and what is the evidence for the resurrection and have some dialogue about that. And it was super cool. So we're going to be doing another one of those events. This one is called What is Your Purpose? And it's being hosted on Monday, May 18th from 6 to 8 p.m. again at Getaway, answering questions along the lines of, is there a greater meaning to life? How can we know our purpose and what is the point of all of this? Again, we're going to be showing a video from Alpha USA to talk about this topic and have some dialogue about it. Harvest City is picking up the tab that night, so you are welcome, and we would love to have you join us on May 18th and invite someone with you to join you for that event. Registration is actually now open on our website, so if you would like to participate, you can head on over to harvestcitymn.com and get signed up for that so that we can prepare adequately for that event. And then finally, in terms of getting into our community over the course of the summer, we're going to be participating in Chaska's River City Days on July 24th and 24th through the 26th, as well as Carver Steamboat Days on September 11th through the 13th. If you were with us at Steamboat Days last year, you know we walked in the parade and we got to hand out water and get our church out there for people to know who we are and get to interact with people in that way. There might be some more opportunities to do that this year other than the parade, but those will be things that we'll be working on as that gets closer. So we'll be sharing more about that as more comes available. Again, this whole desire for us to be community first, to get out in our community, to serve and interact with people, is really to show them who Jesus is, to show them the love of Christ, and to create those opportunities for conversation about him. So I'm going to invite Carl some representatives, I guess, from the Lima Good delegation, family, I should say, to come on up here and pray over these community first opportunities and that God would lead us as a church as we seek to impact our community this summer.
Thank you, Neil. Lord, we bow our heads and pray. Thank you for calling us together as a new church family. We lift up our community first focus to you, Lord. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves, to see every person around us as somebody you deeply value. Give us eyes to notice needs, hearts that are quick to serve, and hands ready to help. Fill Harvest City with your compassion and generosity. Make us a light in the city, a place where strangers can become family, the hurting find comfort, and the lost discover hope in Jesus Christ. Guide every initiative we take so that your love is clearly seen and felt. And we commit this part of our vision to you, Lord. May everything we do in our community and each other point others to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. So we've talked about how we want to see families thriving and how we want to be community first this summer. Jeremiah 29, verse 7 finishes saying that it really also should include prayer for our city and for our community. For in its welfare, we will find our own welfare. And so when we gather this summer as sons with dads and grandfathers, or as daughters with moms and grandmothers, as we gather as a church this summer, we will be praying for the peace of our neighborhoods and for our cities and for the gospel to be furthered in those areas. Because that's really what's all behind who we are as Harvest City Church. We want to see the gospel go forth. We want to see people come to know Jesus through Harvest City. That's why we do what we do here. And just in closing of this time, I invited Mitch and Maddie to come on up here and pray for the city of Carver, to pray for Carver County, that God would bring peace, and that his word would go forth in our area, Lord, just as it says in Jeremiah 29, verse 7.
All right, would you pray with me? Lord, I want to thank you for bringing Neil and his family here to plant this church in Carver. I want to thank you also for bringing Maddie and I here 5 years ago now, and granting us the time and space to wait to find the right church, as I hope many more people will do in the coming years. As Neil has said before, there's thousands of more people moving to this city, and we can have a lot of impact in the coming years, and I'm really excited for it, Lord, and I really appreciate the opportunity to serve here for all the people that we've met, and I see a lot of good things coming, Lord, and I just pray that you can guide us through that time and show us how we can serve this community in the best possible way, Lord. In your name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. We've covered a lot of ground this morning. You probably are wondering, what was that thing he said, or when was that thing going to happen? Know that tomorrow we're going to post this message on our website. I'll also be sending out a newsletter with some bullet points and a recap of this message for those of you that couldn't be here this morning. And so you'll be seeing that tomorrow as well. But let's just envelop all of this in prayer. Let's commit to praying as a church over this vision and over the summer and into the fall as we seek to grow our impact for the kingdom here in Carver and across our county. And I'm going to invite Gabe and Lily and Jordan up here now if you guys want to come up. And we will close our time in worship today. And I'm just going to close in some prayer here as well. We're getting a lot of prayer in today, which is great. So would you just pray with me, and then we'll respond in worship. Heavenly Father, I lift up our church to you, God. You are the head of Harvest City Church, and we ask that you would just equip each of us, Lord, to serve your kingdom here, here through Harvest City, God. As long as you call us here and in the various ways that you call us to serve, Lord, we ask that you would make a way for your kingdom in Carver and in Carver County, Lord, and would you mercifully use Harvest City to that effect, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.